From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. For the first time in days, some European travelers are making it to their destinations, though the backlog of those stuck as a result of ash spewing from an Icelandic volcano remains huge. Some flights were able to take off today from Francis Charles de Gaulle Airport, Amsterdam, and elsewhere. Airports in Britain reopened this evening, with Heathrow, Europe's busiest, allowing takeoffs and landings. Since last week's eruption of the volcano, flights the world over have been canceled over fears the debris-laden ash cloud could cause jet engines to stop in mid-flight. The Obama administration announced today will be tightening standards to see that universities are complying with Title IX, the law requiring equal attention to men and women's sports in schools receiving federal funding. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The announcement rolls back a 2005 decision that said schools could rely on surveys to show that students had no interest in expanding an athletic program. Schools could use the surveys to show that they were in compliance with Title IX. Now the Obama administration says institutions will have to take more aggressive steps to show they are offering equal opportunities to sports for male and female students. Vice President Joe Biden announced the change, saying, "What we're doing here today will better ensure equal opportunity in athletics and allow women to realize their potential so this nation can realize its potential." Opponents of Title IX said a survey was a reliable way of showing whether female students were interested in greater access to athletics. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
European defense contractor will now compete with Boeing for the Air Force's long-delayed $35 billion fleet of new refueling jets, NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Airbus says it's talking with a potential American partner. At one point, Airbus teamed up with U.S. defense giant Northrop Grumman, but Grumman dropped out last month, complaining the bid documents were skewed toward Boeing. Airbus officials say they'll offer a plane that will be manufactured in Alabama and create tens of thousands of jobs. It's a latest twist in a decade-long saga. Boeing won the contract in 2004, only to have it overturned by an ethics scandal. Northrop came back to win the contract in 2008, along with Airbus. But Boeing protested, saying the Air Force bungled their cost estimates. The government agreed and reopened the competition. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The head of the SEC told lawmakers or agencies looking into accounting procedures at Lehman Brothers. That was the focus of a hearing today. Among those testifying, former Lehman CEO Richard Fold.
I'm very much aware that one day we had a firm, the next day we did not. And a lot of people got hurt by that. And I have to live with that.
Securities regulators are looking at Lehman's use of a specific accounting provision and also examining the truthfulness of public disclosures. Higher-than-expected earnings from Goldman Sachs sent stocks up today. The Dow rose 25 points to close at 11,117. This is NPR. President Obama hits the road to talk about his administration's efforts to bolster the economy next week. Mr. Obama will make stops in Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois, according to the White House. The stopovers follow similar recent visits to Ohio and Georgia, where the president is also focused on the economy. Earlier today, Vice President Joe Biden said the U.S. economy, while on the mend, is still lagging in terms of jobs creation. The Institute of Medicine issued a report today calling for dramatic salt reductions in the average American diet. More from NPR's Patty Naiman.
Health experts say too much salt results in hypertension and causes at least 100,000 heart disease deaths a year. They say food companies have been unwilling to lower the amount of salt they put in processed foods like pizza, bread, condiments, and even meat and poultry. The report calls on the federal government to regulate the amount of salt allowed in processed foods. The Food and Drug Administration would be the agency to do that, and FDA officials say they're seriously considering such regulation. Food industry representatives say salt adds flavor and helps preserve foods. Even so, the Grocery Manufacturers Association says it's willing to work with federal officials to lower the overall salt content in the American diet. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
After 3 months' worth of work, an accidentally damaged painting by artist Pablo Picasso will be joining an exhibit of the artist's work slated to open this month at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Repair to the picture known as The Actor followed an incident in which a woman taking adult education classes fell through it, causing a 6-inch tear in the canvas. This time, the painting will be behind plexiglass. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.